Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me today's sermon title? You're a name, not a number. Based on John 10, where Jesus said, I am the shepherd of the sheep. I call my own sheep by name. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I invite you today to open up your folder and find the sermon outline as we consider our theme, You're a Name, Not a Number. But I have a question for you. Are you a name or just a number? At the grocery store, all they want is your debit or your credit card number. At the bank, you're known by your bank account number. The hospital acknowledges you by your health care card number. The province of BC recognizes your existence by your driver's license. And the federal government recognizes you are a live human being by your SIN, social insurance number. Everybody knows my number. Does anybody know me? Does anybody know my name? Is the question we're asking today. Here's a word of comfort. Jesus says in the gospel reading, I am the good shepherd and I call my sheep by name. He knows you by name, Mikhail Lanzano. You're not just a number. There is someone who knows you, Tong and Kitty, by name. There is someone to whom, Gretchen, you are unique and important and precious. It's easy for each of us, Micah. It's easy for each of us, Eunice. It's easy for each of us. I'm calling you by name on purpose, not just to wake you up, but to recognize and help you realize that God knows you by name. It's easy to feel alone in an impersonal world, more like a number and not a name, but it's not true. You are intimately known and loved and forgiven by Almighty God, who knows Braden Pashtuka by name. God has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ to forgive us and to love us individually, Carol. To tie us close to the very heart of God, Barb. To assure us that we are not just a number in the great scheme of some accountant's process. You're a sheep of his flock. And he knows you by name. This was brought to me just last week. Every year at this time, I make a trip to Fraser and 49th in Vancouver. Why do I go there? It's tax season. And as an American citizen, I by law file my American taxes as well as my Canadian. To keep my American citizenship and my passport, I have to file. And it's ridiculously expensive, but it's for the privilege of having a dual citizenship. But when I go see our tax man, a wonderful man from Taiwan, it's wonderful when we walk in because this whole business is about numbers, crunching numbers. What's your SIN number? What's your Social Security number if you're an American citizen? What's your tax account number? What numbers have you filled out in the forms? But when we walk into that room, he looks at me and says out loud to everybody's surprise, Yankee pastor. Why does he call me Yankee pastor? That's my private email, but because I'm also a Yankee, that means an American, and I'm a pastor. It feels great to walk into the office and be called Yankee pastor, even though all we're doing is crunching all these numbers and giving him my Visa card number for the expense. Our Lord Jesus says, Marvin Dietz to you, you're not just a number. Your Jesus knows you by name. Here's a word of challenge in our Bible text for today. For us who are known by name, to reach out to those people who are not yet a part of the shepherd's flock. Jesus says in John 10, verse 16, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. Jesus is the shepherd. We are his sheep. He knows us by name, but there are others. The calling that each of us has, I hope you're listening, the calling that each of us has, not just the pastor, is to reach out to those who are not yet a part of this flock or who have been, but have, like lost sheep, have wandered away. To reach out to our friends, our family members, our neighbors, that we know need the love of their Savior. My friends, it's time to quit thinking about these people. It's time to reach out to them. Jesus said there are sheep dear to him that need our personal attention and our welcome. You see, here's a surprise to many churches. We don't exist just to throw a party for ourselves every Sunday morning. This is not an exclusive club for members only. The church exists today also to reach out to those other sheep that Jesus says I must bring who are outside of these four walls. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Here's another word of comfort to us. Many people promise to be on your side in hard times. Many people promise to be there to help you when you really need them. They promise that you can count on them when you have nowhere else to turn. But far too often we learn that more folks are like the hired hand in Jesus' parable, where he says, and when the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he runs away and abandons the sheep. But not so with Jesus. He is our shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. On that cross of Calvary, Jesus said to the powers of sin, death, and the devil, if you want my sheep, you've got to come through me. He basically said to the wolves of sin, death, and the devil, if you want Patricia, it's going to be through over my dead body. And so on the cross of Calvary, our Lord Jesus allowed the wolves of sin, death, and the devil to tear him apart unto death for you and me. But as our cross demonstrates, he did not just die. He rose in resurrection victory, victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the devil. Our Lord pulled the teeth of those wolves. Those wolves are now powerless. But here's another word of challenge. Today, as sheep of the Good Shepherd, whom he knows by name, we are not to be selfish, hired hands. We are to be under-shepherds of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, like an assistant shepherd. Jesus says in the parable, a hired hand sees the wolves coming, and he's out of there. He's only protecting his posterior, the heck with the sheep. The hired hand sees his connection with the flock as just a way to get something for himself, like a paycheck or maybe some lamb stew. A hired hand just wants to get what he wants to get. And our challenge today as Christians and church members in this place is not to ask, what's in this for me? How can I get my needs met? Without committing my time and my talents and, yes, my treasures for the purpose of the shepherd's kingdom. What can I do, not just the pastor, to care for the sheep who are not yet a part of this congregation or who have slowly strayed away? My friends, imagine how this congregation could be renewed and revitalized when each of us take a different look at what it means to be a member of this flock. This point was made clear to me when I attended a missions conference not long ago. And it was pretty funny this week because our district president, the Reverend Dr. Glenn Schaefer, came to visit me for a couple hours in the office. And he was asking, what are you preaching about Sunday? And I told him that this was the sermon. And I said, I'm going to use a story you shared a couple years ago. And he laughed and said, what story was that? And here it comes. This story that Pastor Schaefer told us pastors illustrates one of the reasons we exist as a church. As he spoke at this mission conference, he asked us, what would you do if you had three of your children with you on a picnic outing to the ocean? And two of your children were safe with you on the beach, eating a picnic, laughing and playing, but one of your children was drowning in the ocean waves some distance from you. Would you not quit playing with the children who were safe on the beach and rush into the water to save your drowning child? Well, of course you would. Now the question is this: how much time, energy, and resources do we expend in our churches today to care for our members who are already safe on the shore, enjoying the picnic, and forgetting the ones who are outside these church walls, drowning in sin and unbelief and heading for an eternity apart from God? Jesus said, I have other sheep, not of this sheepfold, and I must bring them too. My friends, one of the reasons the church exists, by all means, is to care for the faithful, to nurture them in the faith. That's why we have Bible classes and worship services and sermons and pastoral calls and nursing home visits, etc., 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 and boards and councils to keep the machinery running. But a reason for the flock of God we can so easily forget is to exist for the sake of others who are not yet part of the flock, who don't trust Christ as their Savior. Again, we don't exist just to throw a party for ourselves every Sunday and say, isn't it glad to see you again? So today, I ask you to do two simple but important things, and it's on your sermon outline. I believe it's in bold print. Two simple things. First, in prayer, would you ask God to lay on your heart the name of one person that you can reach out to? Maybe it's one person you can serve and love in the name of Jesus. Maybe it's one person you can listen to. You can listen to because they need someone in this busy and personal world just to listen to their hearts. Maybe it's a person you can invite to come with you to this place to hear God's word and his love for them. My friends, God can use you for great things as you make yourself available to him. And secondly, after you pray for an opportunity to reach out to this person, do it. As Jesus' under-shepherd, here is a simple but wonderful way not to just look after your own interests like a hired hand, but to lay down your life for the sake of somebody else, to let them know they are a name and not just a number in the eyes of their Savior. Not long ago, I had to go to a place called the Life Labs. That's that blue medical building across the street from the hospital. My dentist is there, the doctor is there, all the medical things. You know the place. I had to go to a place called Life Labs to get a number of lab tests done for my yearly physical exam. By the way, the doctor says, I'm doing great. But when I went there with paperwork from my doctor, and I thought I had everything I needed. But I'd forgotten one key item. In my wallet, locked in my office here at the church, my BC health card with its 10-digit number. In the same busy lab in months before, I had seen other people turned away who didn't have their health card number. Who you are wasn't important. Your need wasn't important, I reasoned. Your name wasn't important, just your 10-digit health card number that would be entered into the office computer so the company got paid. I told the woman at the front desk, I had to come back the next day because I forgot my card number. But then she smiled at me, and she asked me my name. She quickly looked me up in her computer file and said, "We know you, Stephen. You're Stephen Harold, spelled H-A-R-O-L-D. You're important to us. We'll take care of you today. But please remember to bring your card." What a simple but happy event. It put a skip in my step and a smile on my face the rest of the day. It reminded me that in God's eyes, in the name of God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, you and I are not just a number. God knows your name, Stephen Gettle, and you are precious to him beyond all things. God knows your name, Bev Sampert. He knows that you have a typical woman's name, but you're really a guy, Bev Sampert. He knows you by name. Joan McKenzie, even though your pastor calls you Pickles and you can explain that to other people, God knows you by name. You're his precious Joan from Manitoba. God knows us by name. My friends, in today's busy and impersonal world, it hurts to feel like a number in somebody's accounting process. It hurts to feel alone and uncared for, maybe far from loved ones. It hurts to feel like a number and not a name. But you have a good shepherd. His name is Jesus. He has laid down his life for you, Ilse Besha. He has risen for your salvation, Ian Oliver. The Lord is your shepherd. You are his sheep. You are not just a number. He knows you by name. In the name of Jesus, amen.